For many local municipalities, Tuesday's elections are a chance for clerks and election workers to practice in advance of the 2020 presidential election. This election is the first since Proposal 3 passed in November and brought changes to Michigan's voting laws, like no-reason absentee voting and same-day registration. Robin Stites is the election supervisor for the city of Lansing. She says she's not expecting the issue of school millages to draw huge election crowds, but it's a good opportunity to test the system after Prop 3 was passed.
We don't usually get a huge turnout in these smaller special elections, but with all the kind of publicity and interest in Proposal 3 stuff, maybe we'll get more people that'll turn out. You can register on the same day now, and no reason absentee voting. But we're prepared. We're on schedule.
Chris Swope, Lansing City Clerk, says as of last week, the city had received about 30% of absentee ballots returned. He says that's an indicator that not many people will turn out for this election.
We'll probably see less people on election day than return absentee ballots, so probably 3,000 or 4,000 people on election day is my guess, so total turnout is less than 10,000.
With over 85,000 eligible voters, that's a less than 10% turnout for this election. But Swope says it's still valuable for their election workers to take voters through the changes before the potential surge in same-day registrations and no-reason absentee ballots in 2020.
At this point, we have our eye completely on 2020 in terms of our leadership plan and our worker plan, and we're training toward 2020 right now.
This election will also be the first since state lawmakers made changes to challenge ballots during the lame duck session. For WKAR News, I'm Abigail Senske.